Before she was shuffled off as our ambassador to Denmark, Carolyn Bennett used to stand up in the House and scream, "I am saving lives by providing safe drugs." Are there safe drugs? Dan McTagg is a member of Parliament, former member of Parliament. He speaks like he still is because he knows all what's going on. I'm hearing from people really across the land that, quote, there is no such thing as safe drugs, and the people who are being given good quality drugs ship them out, buy the rotten ones, keep the money on top. And I'm hearing from just people not connected to the drug scene at all. Our country is falling apart. We're seeing drug kids on every corner, all the streets. 20 years ago, if you saw that, the police would be there. There'd be some rehabilitation going on. Now they're all over. What's going on with our governments and drugs? You're a parent, you know.
Yeah, I think if the government's given up, it can't fight. You know, if it's just from the underworld and criminal organizations, you now have products coming in almost unchecked from countries like China.
Yeah.
You have what looks like a surrender by governments to say, if you don't agree with us, there's really nothing else we can do. But yet you have other provinces.
But that can't happen. It looks like from these governments now, yes, surrender. We're just going to keep giving them more drugs.
Federally, yes.
And it's BC. It's turning our society into, you know, tent city in some places. And a lot of that is from drugs. So what are new governments, new thinkers going to have to do? Do we just buy an island and keep a drug culture out there, ship them all out?
Well, I think you're seeing some changes in Alberta. I think Danielle Smith has shown some leadership here and said we will try to amend the situation by ensuring you get some kind of treatment for what you have. But and if you don't, then the alternative is jail. It's going to be preventing you from getting access to drugs of any type, whether you consider it safe or not.
And yet, convicts in jail have really a lot of good access to drugs. It's a huge problem
scourge,
in jails.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just so sympathetic to it, and we shouldn't be. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And so, as I said, society seems to be deteriorating everywhere. Small towns, cities, you just find druggies everywhere, and it's free.
Maybe it's a response to society in general, not being able to handle, you know, tough times or perhaps the easy way out. I'm not sure how to make an entire argument around the idea that we have an easy solution. But giving up and saying we're simply going to create a couple of locations, you can come in and fill up on whatever drug you need, I don't think is a solution. I believe it's a failure. We've seen as a consequence an increase in addiction. We've seen more people die as a result of this. If we all have the same idea, pursuit, to end this, then I think we have to do a better job at doing it. I'm no expert, but I can tell you that the status quo by Carolyn Bennett and others simply won't work, including the health minister.
Adam Szievo's been on this show, and he has a lot of research into it, and he said it's not working, the deaths are higher, and yet even when there's rehab, so many kids are fried, or their brains are fried, that they're beyond repair.
And what are you going to do for the next 60, 70 years? You know, no wonder the country's becoming less productive in more ways than we know.
That's sad, but we're going to talk more about this. Thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.